It's Friday, bitches, everybody on the mall, everybody hit the switches, cause it's Cheech on the beats, and you know what that means, ADHD crew, we come in correct and mean, green. Beatbox is broken, it's okay, cause I go acapella, hey Cheech, you're a pretty nice fella, enough. That's right. Welcome to Friday's show.
Yes, Friday's show. So, interesting thing happened. A couple of interesting things happened at the gigs.
What gigs?
My gigs that I played on Friday. Yeah. On Friday, we played at a place we always play at. This bar in Riverside, Lake Ellis.
Hold on. When you're involved in so many different musical fucking endeavors.
This is my brother's band.
This is Paul George.
David Paul band. Oh. Paul George. That sounds like George Michael or something.
Boy George.
Yeah. Sounds like.
All right, my bad.
Paul George sounds super gay. Oh, David Paul band.
David Paul, of course, yeah. Of course.
And
then you have the Bell City Players.
Bell City Players, which
and
is.
And then you have the.
That's it. Oh, I was in somebody else's band for a little bit. Yeah, right. That
Mateo.
Gina Mateo, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's on the show. Shit.
Friend of the shows.
I haven't talked to him in a long time. Yeah. I think after I told him I was too busy, he's fucking cut me out of his life altogether.
Yeah. He's like, well, fuck you then.
Yeah. So on Friday, went to Lake Alice, the gig.
Yeah.
And we played there on Thursday, left our stuff there set up. So we just roll up on time. And then Friday we get there.
Wait. So
what?
You set up the day before?
No, we played 2 days in a row. So set up on Thursday.
Gotcha.
Leave the shit there.
And then you play in there opening the close? Or what's the deal? Like as soon as they open, you're playing? Or?
No. So on Thursday night, 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, we get there, set up, 9 o'clock, play.
So
we finish at, close. And then we come back the next day at 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock, okay. And the bar opens at 6? So I want to make sure I have this right.
The bar opens like in 2 in the afternoon or something like that. Okay. And then they close at 2.
Okay. Just want to make sure I get all the facts right. I think I know where this is going.
I don't know where it's going. I don't think it's going where you think it's going. Okay. I don't know what you think. Nothing was stolen. Oh. Nothing was broken.
Okay.
All
right. Never mind.
Yeah.
Right. So the other day. No. So
I get there on. I hear buzzing. Yeah. So we get there. You ever heard KCAL? Rock. I don't know. Do you get it out here?
KCAL 9.
No, not K-Rock.
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 Yeah.
No, not K-Rock. KCAL.
KCAL Rock.
KCAL.
No.
No, you don't get that one, right?
It's a radio station.
Yeah, it's it's from, Redlands. It's the Inland Empire radio station. Okay. Anyways, I didn't think you got it. But they had a show on the air for years called The Morning Stiffy.
Nice.
With the typical morning show shit.
Sure.
And I used to listen to it back in the day, like when I was going to college, before I found podcasts, actually.
Very nice.
That was like the gateway drug to podcasts, because I would listen to it every morning, and I was like, oh, this
Kevin
is dope.
And Bean and shit.
And then I found Kevin and Bean after I found that station. I was like, oh, shit, okay, I'll switch back and forth in between commercials. And I was like, this sucks. And then I was like, oh, shit, Kevin and Bean has a podcast. And that's where I got into podcasts.
Jim Jeffries was on.
Jim Jeffries was on, and then Eddie Ife was on. And then
the rest is history.
The rest is history. So they're kind of responsible for me being here.
Awesome.
Anyways, they, on stage, there's a whole production. They got a table. They got these same microphones on stage.
The
SM7Bs. They got a giant camera, lights. They got the whole sham on stage. They moved our shit to the side of the stage. All fucked up. But it was the guys from that show.
Oh, the Morning Stiffy?
Yeah. They just got canceled like last year, and they're starting a podcast.
Oh, no
so
way.
So they do a podcast out in Tustin or whatever. But anyway, so they saw us. That was just one thing that happened. And then they saw us. One of the guys really liked us, the guy named Stu. He was on the show for years. But anyways. That was Friday night. So that was weird. We had no idea that that was going to happen. And then Saturday night, this, guy who comes up to us after we finish playing at another bar, and he tells us that he knew David from back in the day. They used to do karaoke at one spot, and he liked us, whatever. And then he said, oh, do you guys know, Daptone Records? Do you know Daptone Records?
Daptone?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You know Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings?
Mm-mm.
You know Amy Winehouse?
Mm-mm. Nah.
You don't know Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings?
I don't.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, she was on Daptone's records too. And that this guy, the guy who produced that album, he works in Riverside now.
Oh.
Yeah. And they have the Daptones, they kind of have that whole 60s sound, like Amy Winehouse. So Sharon Jones had that same sound and all that. And so we might soon meet. So
ooh,
yeah. So
what's going on there?
He's in he used to be in New York or some East Coast shit, and now he moved his studio to Riverside.
What?
So it's not him, but it's somebody who works with him who saw us, and he's like, oh, you should come and meet him. And so we're probably gonna go meet him, which is pretty dope. Yeah.
Well, then what's gonna happen after that?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
You're gonna co-host their fucking podcast, and then
no, this is a different story.
Oh, my bad.
This is the Daptones guy.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. You can look him up. It's
Daptones?
Gabriel Roth.
Oh, so what does this mean? You're going to be famous?
I don't know. Fingers crossed.
I don't know. Gabriel Roth.
Yeah. Bosco man. But, yeah, so that's just a cool fucking thing that happened. I was surprised you don't know Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Sorry, I just... What did he promise you?
He promised me nothing. He promised me nothing.
Did he tell you?
I sent this dick.
Gabriel Roth. What's his name? Rothschild?
Roth.
Oh, Gabriel Roth.
Yeah.
And then Deftones record? Daptone.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Oh, wow. And what did he say?
He's just a producer, and the guys who knows him, and then he's just say, oh, he always needs singers. You guys should go and meet him. And that's it. I don't know. So I'm on Wednesday. Hopefully I'm going to go meet him. So
after the bachelor party or the
before the bachelor party.
Nice, dude. Dang. So, you going to audition for him or what's the deal?
I have no idea.
Have you seen,
they have like a session or something, and then we're just going to go and fucking meet him. And I guess, well, I don't know what the fuck we're going to do. I have no idea, but. Whatever, an opportunity is opportunity, right?
I do agree with that for sure.
So who knows? But yeah, that's what's happening.
That's a good opportunity, my friend.
It could be. Yeah. Or it could be nothing. But I like it. He's local. That's cool.
Yeah, he's local for fucking trying to talk to you guys.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's cool, man. I hope everything goes well. And we need an update now. You can't just fucking... You know, you can't just fucking do that shit and leave us hanging, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, we need updates, bro.
Well, I'll let you know if it even happens. Who knows? You know, like doing in, I don't know if it happens to you in your business, but in music, people come up to you all the fucking time and just straight up fucking lie and bullshit and say like, oh yeah, I do this. I know this. Like, oh, I do this guy. Oh yeah, he's my brand. Oh yeah, I got this connection here.
Well, I think,
all the fucking time.
I think
dude.
We touched on it so on the many last, times. I think we touched on it on the last episode.
Oh, podcast, the fucking liars.
Last week's podcast. Yeah. It's just like, it's so weird when people do that. I think I had a little bit of a problem with something like that.
What?
Well, just like, because you want shit to fucking, you want shit to happen. You want shit to go well for you. So you name drop, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you start really like, there's a fine line. I was thinking about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a fine line between, like having ambitions and delusions.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's something about just being a pathological liar. There's a fine line.
I've seen people do that delusional shit, and it is on the verge of fucking just flat out, you're just fucking lying.
Well, I mean, yeah, because people, and the thing is that, you know, you have these delusions of grandeur personally because you are ambitious and you're like, oh, what if, or like you kind of daydream a little bit. But, you know, a great philosopher once said, everyone's delusional until they're successful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Jason Auer said that. Jason
Auer. Did he really?
Yeah. Sorry to the, to our.
So he's still delusional.
Well, you know, it's just so funny that, like, you know, you have to have a certain type of psychology and mentality if you want to go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, most of the times, actually, it's lying to yourself. You got to, like, be able to see a situation and see the positive out of it,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to always focusing on the negative. I do that a lot.
And the unlikely.
And it takes a lot of imagination, and it takes a lot of like skill to really kind of hone that in,
mm-hmm.
because it's a, that's the reason why, like, every time like something good happens, it's hard for me to completely celebrate, because half of it is like, am I just bullshitting? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
is this really going to happen?
Yeah. Is this happening? You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of opportunities that come on in this city. So like, when you hear someone like blatantly like lying, it's just like, look, bro, I feel you. But you don't know fucking Eddie Van Halen. Like, you know what I mean? Or like, look, bro, like, you know what I mean? I get it. What the fuck are you doing here? Like, and a lot of people say that shit. Well, what are you doing here if you fucking know fucking Drake or whatever? I mean, whatever.
See, that's why this one, when he told us this one sounds believable, because like you said, Taryn Jones is not like super famous, but she's known.
Right.
And,
Amy Winehouse is what? She's like 6 years sober now.
Amy, right? Yeah, she's died. She hasn't done a drug, hasn't touched the stuff. but like, you know, that was big at one point, you know what I mean? But then she died. So it seems, that was like a more believable one. And you know what I mean?
Look, I'm not saying that you're not going to go meet him, but
I have
like
no idea.
You mentioned that, you know, there are a lot of people.
But I've had people tell us that, like,
what's the craziest humdinger that you fucking heard from somebody?
I mean, well, one guy told us that he wrote the song Always and Forever. He said, he's like, oh yeah, I wrote that song. I don't, like, that's such a simple thing. You just look up who wrote the song and he's not on there.
Well, I mean,
that's a fucking, and it's a fucking huge ass song. He's like, oh yeah, I wrote that song.
Yeah, what the fuck? Jesus.
There's a guy who David met that said, he's like, oh, you knew that song, Forget Me Nots? That boom, ba, boom, ba, doo, yeah. Doo, doo, doo. He's like, oh, I played that bass line. I'm on that track. Not true. He looked it up later. He's like, it's not that guy.
Whoa. Google just really is awesome. I can't even fathom like some of the people being just,
there's been so many people that say, oh yeah, I got this. I know this guy in Vegas. He's going to get you on all the hotel scenes or whatever. Yeah, just fucking just,
that circuit.
He's like, I'll call you tomorrow. Never hear him. There's so many people that we don't even listen to it when people are like, oh yeah, I'll call you tomorrow. So it's one good sign about this dude is that I actually heard from him the next day. So that was like, okay.
And it wasn't
not
like,
completely.
Like, it wasn't like saying, hey, I know fucking.
Yeah, Dre.
Quincy Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Something, I know Quincy Jones. Like, I fucking played on like, Thriller.
Oh, yeah,
like,
sure you did. Yeah. Right. It's someone more believable. It's like not, it's like, okay, it kind of sounds like it's possible he could have ended up in Riverside. You know what I mean?
So I want to play a clip from this one documentary. It's probably one of my favorite like musical documentaries in the history of musical documentaries. It's called Standing in the Shadows of Motown.
Yeah.
You seen it?
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's about a band called the Funk Brothers. Mm-hmm. And they're responsible for making all the hits.
See, people would probably said the same shit about them.
Well, what is the Motown sound? Okay. It was the musicians.
In the small confines of Studio A, myself and the rest of the musicians didn't realize what an impact we'd have on the rest of the world.
So this guy, this dude,
what becomes of the broken?
I wrote that song.
I'm just gonna start saying that now.
So basically, like this guy. Hold on. That song's by The Temptations, right? Everyone knows that, right?
The other song that they're playing in the background was the boom, My Girl.
Was My Girl. The song was about My Girl, but I don't think they're gonna play the clip because I thought it was, but essentially.
I know what he says, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a fucking pretty powerful thing. I thought it was gonna be a clip, of him singing it, but it turned out to be, it's just a trailer.
So what he said. Do you want to say?
Yeah, no,
so he was in a restaurant. So none of these guys really made that much money off of it. The, well,
they got paid, but they didn't get the fame.
They got paid for session work. They didn't get paid for songwriting credits when they actually made up a lot of the parts on these huge famous songs. So like that guitar part
is probably one of the most popular guitar riffs in the history of music. It is
so recognizable.
It is amazing.
He was in a restaurant. So again, they're not rich guys. They're just normal fucking studio musicians. And he was in a restaurant. The song came on, and I think he told the waiter. The waiter said,
"No, no, 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 no."
What was it?
What happened was that that so him and another funk brother were like reminiscing over lunch, and the song My Girl comes on, and yeah, I guess they chat where they're chatting with the waiter, and the dude like lights up. He's like, oh my god, like this is the song I fucking wrote, you know? And immediately he kind of has this realization, and he just, his whole fucking demeanor in his face.
Oh, sure.
His whole face and demeanor just changed, and he just realized, and he, you know, they ordered their food. And then when the waiter left, the other guy goes, hey, what's the deal? I know what you're about to say. You're about to light up and say you wrote that song, and why didn't you say anything? Mm-hmm. And he's like, she ain't never gonna believe that.
She's not fucking gonna washed believe
up.
It.
You know what I mean? And it was just kind of like a fucked up moment. And one of my favorite bassists of all time.
But that's a normal person. A normal person would have the fucking wherewithal to say, like, shit, hold on.